Shelby Tucker, who grew up in West Tennessee and on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, was a relatively late convert to the joys of reading.
By the time I was 17, I had read one book, The Life of Davy Crockett, and I'd given a book report on it every year. I mean, to me, it seemed that reading was a waste of time when you could be out playing football and basketball and so on. But that took a sudden shock. I was expelled from school. My parents had divorced, and I was in Memphis that year. And I was expelled for having too much fun, I think, in class at the teacher's expense.
That brought Shelby Tucker face-to-face with what proved to be a motivating challenge, passing the entrance exam for his next school, Phillips Academy at Andover, Massachusetts.
For the first time in my life, I worked for in sort of what we call classroom or so, homework type work, and instead of playing football, etc. For the very first time, but the motive wasn't to get into Andover. The motive was to show those Yankees how much more intelligent we were down south.
Despite posting what the headmaster later described as the lowest score ever for someone we actually admitted, Shelby Tucker did get into Andover.
That year at Andover, which really was competitive, you had to read. That completely transformed me. I saw that reading was fun. And academia, sort of reading and debating what you'd read. And it was education in the correct sense of the word, educare from the Latin, to bring one, to lead one out of. It was an expansion of one's world. And that completely turned me around. And today, of that particular class at Andover, I'm the only writer of books.
Shelby Tucker went on to Yale for a couple of years, then Oxford and Tulane, earning a degree in law from each. He also developed a real taste for travel, hitchhiking all around the American West and Mexico the summer before Andover, and all over Europe the next summer.
Once I'd had that experience, I mean, I had this disease of hoboing. I mean, it was such a rich experience. And even today, I mean, last year I was hitchhiking in India in connection with my current book, but because it was such so much more intense way of traveling, I spent my life hitchhiking.
And it was the quality of Shelby Tucker's travel experiences that ultimately led him to write.
I will write about an experience when the experience itself suggests that it's interesting and rewarding enough to impart to others. And so that happened when I wrote Among Insurgents Walking Through Burma. I trekked from China to India through northern Burma. And I didn't do that in order to write a book. But by the time I'd done that, I had to write a book about it.
Tucker chose fiction and the novel as the best form for writing about his experiences with his brother traveling the world in the 1960s to sell mutual funds for Bernie Kornfeld's Investors Overseas Services, which the Times of London ultimately exposed as a fraud.
The salesmen, such as my brother and myself, we were victims as everyone else. We didn't know it was crooked, but we wouldn't have done it. Most of us wouldn't have done it anyway. But when the Sunday Times exposed this, of course, the stock went to nothing, and so I watched my fortune evaporate. But it gave me a great adventure. It took me out to Saudi Arabia. It took me out through Iran and Afghanistan, Pakistan and India, lots of places. I sold his mutual funds. And it gave me a great adventure, and it gave me the terrific amount of fun writing Client Service, which is a satire. It's not a solemn book at all.
Writer Shelby Tucker, his fourth book and debut novel, Client Service, is just out in the U.S. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.